From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and iTunes chart toppers. Good morning, I'm Rachel Martin.
Hey everybody, I'm Allison Stewart. It is Monday, April 7th, 2008, and we had a little bit of good news over the weekend.
Tell us.
Proof. You are out there. You are listening.
Someone's listening to us. We're not just talking to ourselves.
We cracked the top 25 podcasts on iTunes.
Woohoo!
Toot for us. Scooby snacks all around.
Woohoo! Thanks, everyone.
Not there right now, but after today's show, I'm sure we'll be launched right back into the top 20. But that was a kind of an exciting milestone as you're cranking out this new show and trying to get people interested. And yeah, it's good. Really check it out.
So people Stuart are Smalley moment. People like us.
People like us. Yes, they do. Hey, today is the 60th anniversary of the World Health Organization. We started wondering, well, exactly how does the WHO work? And what do they do with the $4.2 billion budget? What are they going to concentrate on this year? Are they effective? We'll discuss it.
Who's the who?
Also, we're going to get our weekly roundup of politics with John Harris of Politico.com. He'll help us preview a very important visit by General David Petraeus to Capitol Hill and some big Hillary Clinton campaign news as well.
And there's a program for returning soldiers and their spouses. Obviously, the time away can be tremendously difficult. And also, when many soldiers return, sometimes they're wounded and there's communication issues. It's called the Warrior Couple Readjustment Retreat. And it's not just lectures and, hey, you should listen to your partner. They're kind of going with a lot of Eastern philosophy. There's meditation and massage and yoga. So we'll talk to one couple, the fellow. He was a little skeptical at first, but they said it really worked out well for them, and they have some pretty charming stories. Nice couple. We'll also get today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
220 women and children were removed from a West Texas polygamous compound over the weekend, but authorities are still searching for one girl at the center of the drama. 18 children have been placed in state custody.
Many of the religious sect members are related to one another and share similar names. Investigators said in some cases they were given different names at different times.
A 16-year-old girl sparked the raid when she called authorities saying she was married to a 50-year-old man and claimed that she gave birth when she was 15 years old. Texas law prohibits girls under 16 from marrying, even with parental consent. Marley Meissner, spokeswoman for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, had this to say about the girl yesterday.
I am confident that this girl does indeed exist, and I am confident that the allegations that she brought forth are accurate, but that's why we have an investigation.
Dozens of women and children, mostly girls, were seen yesterday boarding buses out of El Dorado, nearly 200 miles northwest of San Antonio. They were wearing long pastel dresses, and many of them carried infants. They've been placed in one location so caseworkers can continue with interviews. Meissner also said the adults were cooperating with investigators and that she didn't believe any had been forced to leave the compound.
Those of you that are parents, you need to think for a second what that would be like for your children to be uprooted like this from the only home they've ever known. We're very aware of that, and we're really trying to make certain that their needs are met, but I would say right now they appear to be doing very well.
So far, the investigation has not resulted in any arrests, and some tense moments have been diffused without incident. That's according to a local prosecutor.
The 1,700-acre compound was built by followers of jailed polygamous leader Warren Jeffs. Jeffs heads the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which broke away from the Mormon Church more than a century ago after the Mormon Church disavowed polygamy.
In November, Jeffs was convicted in Utah for being an accomplice to the rape of a 14-year-old girl who was married to her 19-year-old cousin in 2001. Jeffs is currently in jail in Arizona awaiting trial for acting as an accomplice to incest and sexual conduct with a minor.
This is the first time authorities in Texas have investigated this sect, which began building the West Texas compound several years ago after authorities in Arizona and Utah started keeping closer tabs on them. And you can keep tabs on this story all day by going to npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.